Hello, everybody. Really happy to be here. This is part of my doctoral work, and Dr. Brixey is my committee chair and advisor. So I'm going to talk about social network analysis, how it's defined and used in healthcare systems, and relate it to the public health system in a conceptual analysis. And I first learned about social network analysis some years ago when I was in the CDC fellowship from two researchers and thought leaders in the field, Jay Leibowitz, who's sort of the knowledge management guru, and also Jacqueline Merrill, who's presented a lot here at APHA, and I heard her at CDC too. And they, along with some other social, there's a social network analysis guru, Tom Valente, I don't know if you've heard of him possibly, they've helped to define this method and have studied its applications in the healthcare arena. And so when I was in the fellowship, I got really interested in how this might be applied in informatics. So what exactly is it? You've got the definitions here. If you do a Google search, you'll turn up a lot of information on it. But basically what it is, it empirically measures how relationships amongst people in a group are structured and talks about how those structural properties can affect the behavior of those participants. And the SNA tools are useful for examining the social structure and interdependencies or work patterns of individuals or organizations. Now, one of the things that makes SNA different from other methods is its unit of analysis. Whereas traditional scientific studies assume that it's the attributes of individual actors that matter, social network analysis focuses on the relationships and ties between those actors within the network. And these actors can be people, but they can also be organizations. They can be proteins. They can even be peer-reviewed journal articles in bibliometric analysis. So just what is a network made up of? Social network analysis views social relationships in terms of network theory consisting of nodes, which are the individual actors, and the connections or links. Those represent the relationships between the actors. And they're often depicted in a sociogram, where nodes are the points and ties are the lines. And so you can start to see how perhaps taking out one of the actors might affect the performance of the whole network here. So if you take out Ringo, for example, you lose the backbeat and you lose a whole genre of music, right? But for example, in the healthcare system, you can recognize social networks among distinct professions. There are social networks among nurses, both within their own specialties and between their roles. And same thing for physicians. They have social networks within their specialties or roles. And both of these professions also interact in, for example, the hospital setting with other professions and staff. And so they each interact with each other. Where technology comes in is that each of these groupings of social networks interacts with a health information system, the electronic health record. So you kind of can think about how can social network analysis apply to interactions between physicians and nurses and the EHR, which kind of leads to the question of why is this informatics? And the answer is embedded in the American Medical Informatics Association definitions of biomedical informatics. And when you look further at the detailed information definition, AMIA says that people are the ultimate users of biomedical information, and that biomedical informatics draws upon the social and behavioral sciences. And when you drill down into the procedural knowledge and skills that AMIA provides, it says problem solving and evaluation of informatics approaches, you need to do this in terms of people and organizations and socio-technical systems. And in fact, social network analysis has a direct tie-in to health informatics evaluation, because traditionally evaluation of information technology is focused on technical aspects of the system and on individual attitudes, work roles, and utilization, but an understanding of the effects of when an IT gets introduced into organizational settings, like we can think of the EHR getting introduced and all the furor that can generate, It requires an approach that considers the patterns of relationships among members of the organizations that are going to be interacting with that. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to see if published research suggests a link between social network analysis and public health information systems. And so this was a literature review, and so I did, I'm a medical librarian, so I did my database searches in PubMed and sociological abstracts, and unfortunately there's no mesh term for network analysis, so you have to do that. If you're going to do a search, you have to do that as a bound phrase. And I did not use social network analysis because that would have excluded too many good articles that didn't have the word social in it, but that's what they were about anyway. So network analysis as a bound phrase combined with public health or health. And the initial search retrieved more than 2,500 articles, which I had to go through, applying the inclusion criteria, which was English language studies on the application of SNA in public health organizations. So when I got through with all that, I got down to 35 articles. And Dr. Merrill constituted four of those articles. Do you know Dr. Merrill? You're at Columbia? She's at Columbia, so I just thought maybe you might know her. So I did a content analysis on the study set, and first I wanted to identify the conceptual components of SNA and the public health system. I extracted keywords and indexing terms. And then I wanted to categorize the articles according to study design and network measures used. And although I didn't include this as a criterion, I was also looking to see if any studies tied patient or population health outcomes to the findings of social network analysis. So I identified attributes, measured context, and findings, and I just highlighted just a few of these. And what stood out is that if you look over in this column, you can see primary targets of SNA in public health are information diffusion and distribution, and also coordination and collaboration of public health systems. Only one of these studies, this one here, specifically tied population health outcomes to management decisions based on network evidence, and none of these dealt with SNA and public health information systems. So from these 35 articles, I did all this content analysis, and then I created this concept map. And okay, now tell me what it was. Sorry. So there will be a quiz on this. I'm going to drill down into this anyway. So you can see that there are two major sections of this, the network analysis part and the public health system part. And so what I did was I drilled down into each one of these domains and teased apart their components. And then I looked to see where they could be connected. On the SNA side of the concept map, for example, we can trace this back to graph theory, which was established in the 1930s with Jacob Moreno, who invented the sociogram. That's that graph that depicts the structure of interpersonal relations in a group. So graph theory has provided a method of visualizing a network as a set of actors connected by lines or arrows that show some relationship between them. And the basic data unit for SNA is a measure of the strength of the connection between all possible pairs of members of a defined network. And if you come over here, those connections are analyzed in different ways, and we'll go into all of these. But, for example, degree, centrality, structural equivalence, density, you can think of connectivity, and when you were talking about the collaborations between those groups over there, I thought, man, that might be kind of a good test bed to see if social network analysis could help identify perhaps gatekeepers of information where information is not flowing around. And so I want to talk with you and see if we can maybe figure something out here. Because this isn't just, this is a conceptual analysis, but I'm really drilling toward a practical application of SNA in public health, which I'm going to talk about in just a moment. So that's this part over here. We can look at network analysis as applied to two types of human networks, social networks and organizational networks. Social networks are made up of actors' social relations. And I'm just sort of moving the cursor around here because this is just to follow through my map here. So actor social relations And examples of those are kinship, friendship, collaboration, exchange, co-authorship, co-membership, communication, etc. And social network analysis focuses on the structure of these social relations. So if we look up here at social networks, you can look at the social structure and relationships conceptualized by social support and social capital. So that's social networks, and then social networks that network analysis is applied to. And then organizational networks are a type of social network. And organizational networks are defined as interlocking communication pathways of people, knowledge, resources, and tasks. Those make up organizational networks. So organizational network analysis is a form of SNA that examines the information flow among individuals and groups working in the same enterprise, which is what made me think of that in your presentation. So in addition to providing measures of team cohesion, information flow, and degree of hierarchical organization, SNA can also compute and quantify each individual's degree of centrality and connectedness to other members. And so if you come down here in the map, the tangible results of network analysis are visualizations and measurements that give insight on how that structure influences the flow of information among actors in a public health organization. And then over here, you can see that the network visualization has provided value in the literature by guiding development of more effective and efficient interventions, modeling information diffusion of public health messages, and developing more effective relationships among public health system groups. Over on the public health system side of the concept map, of course, we're all familiar with the mission and purpose, three core functions, which are carried out by the 10 essential processes, which hopefully are aiming to make changes, positive changes in population health status. How this all gets done, though, is through the structural capacity of the public health system, which includes information resources, organizational resources, and human resources. So then if we go back up here, go back to the social network side, we can see social transmission networks are a type of social network. And we move back over here, structural capacity of the public health system operates disease surveillance systems, for example. So here's a first connection here. The transmission networks, which are coming out of the social networks of people, are generating information, data information, which are picked up by disease surveillance systems. So transmission networks are part of disease surveillance systems. And so therefore we can think of disease surveillance systems as a type of organizational network. The performance of disease surveillance systems and of the outcomes of population health efforts are measured by effectiveness, efficiency, and equity. So those are just some performance measures. So you can see that we've got kind of a loop thing going on here. And this is what emerged after I looked at the literature. So what I saw is that SNA provides a theoretical and scientific basis for describing the complexity of the public health system. And the concept map does indeed suggest that there's a link between social network analysis and public health information systems. So we can see that both organizational networks and the public health system consist of the same or related elements. So if you use a transitive law, organizational networks and the public health system are equitable entities. And it makes sense then you can apply social network analysis to evaluate aspects of public health systems and the information systems. So if we take as an example disease surveillance system, we can look at performance within that context. And so we can postulate then that SNA can be used as a logical method for estimating or measuring the performance of disease surveillance systems. So my hypothesis then is that performance aspects of disease surveillance systems can be measured by social network analysis, and the social networks of staff who operate those systems affect information system performance. So this is the intersection of SNA and public health systems. Organizational networks do make up the public health system, and disease surveillance systems are an information system that's a type of organizational network. The two are equivalent. Transmission networks generate information, which is picked up by the disease surveillance systems. Disease surveillance systems are operated by humans, which are connected by work relationships. And so, therefore, network visualization can help evaluate the performance of public health information systems, not just the public health system, in terms of coordination and so forth. So it didn't find any SNA studies within the context of information systems. However, disease transmission networks and health behavior have been studied. There are studies looking at this as a method within public health systems. But there's have not been any studies between health system staff members who interact with the information systems. We have looked at performance of health organizations, but not performance of health information systems. So, collaboration and coordination, those are very common in SNA in the public health. Most of them look at patient networks. A few of them looked at patient population health outcomes, and none of them looked at information systems. The concept map was a great tool for me to understand this better and to identify how these linked up, how these two domains linked up. The graph theory basis means that you can quantify these relationships and that disease surveillance systems do constitute social networks. So I'm saying that social network analysis could be a method to measure performance of health information systems. So This is focused on a narrow sector. It could be broadened to include clinical health information systems. And I do need to have this validated by subject matter experts. Need to do further research to link SNA with population health outcomes and health information system performance. But it's a logical empirical method to quantify those associations within the theory of within socio-technical theory. So my next steps are to identify what network measures like density or centrality, connectivity, reachability, how do they affect data quality and information use. So I think I see some possible applications. I really liked your presentation because I was thinking, oh, we can put these two together. So I just want to thank the research committee at Texas A&M for allowing me to come here and my advisory committee. I always want to thank Dr. Herman Tolentino, who's the director of the Public Health Informatics Fellowship, who got me started on this path. If you want to see the references that I came up with, I created a little page here, and you'll be able to, I can't connect to the internet here, but you'll be able to get to those 35 references. Thank you very much. Yep.